In Brooklyn federal court today, convicted mob boss Vincent Chin Gigante finally admitted what law enforcement has maintained for decades, that his alleged insanity was all a big ruse. The 75-year-old Gigante earned the nickname The Odd Father for his bizarre behavior, which included strolling the streets of New York's Greenwich Village in a bathrobe. Prosecutors have always argued it was just an elaborate act, that Gigante was perfectly sane and fully in command of the Genovese crime family, and today Gigante admitted it was indeed so. Writer Jerry Capisi has followed organized crime for many years. He was in the courtroom today when Chin Gigante admitted his sanity. Mr. Capisi, what did he say?
Well, he basically answered yes and no to a series of questions from the judge, Leo Glasser. He was asked if he understood what was going on, and he said yes. He was asked if, in fact, as the indictment charged, he had obstructed justice by hiding his mental competence from doctors from 1990 until 1997, and to that he answered yes. And he ended the brief proceeding by saying, "Thank you, Your Honor."
Vincent Gigante has already been convicted and is serving time for racketeering and murder conspiracy. This plea comes after a second indictment. Can you explain what that's all about?
Well, the second indictment charged him with obstructing justice, basically faking insanity for 7 years leading up to his prior conviction, and with engaging in labor racketeering while in prison with the help of his son Andrew and several Genovese family gangsters who were out and about doing his bidding. As part of the plea, all seven co-defendants, including his son Andrew, had to take the guilty plea.
And the result of this plea is what, in terms of his sentence?
Well, he's received 3 additional years. If it goes right for him, he will get out in the spring of 2010 when he is 82 years old. I mean, it was basically, if he went to trial, he did not have a chance to beat the case. And he decided that this was the best way to go. Take 3 years. My son will get 2 years. I'll do right by him, and hopefully I'll be able to survive the 3 years and walk the streets of Greenwich Village, this time hopefully in a suit and tie like I should have been doing all those other years.
You write on your website, ganglandnews.com, that if this second case did go to trial, that prosecutors had hundreds of audio tapes showing that Gigante was faking his insanity, conversations with his girlfriend and his wife, both of whom happened to be named Olympia. What's in those tapes?
Well, there are several conversations where he basically talks quite lucidly to family members about his condition in prison, conversations he's had with the doctors, and, you know, all the conversations when taken together indicate that the man certainly was not confused, dazed, and mentally incompetent all those years.
I know that stories about Chin Gigante are legendary. There's one that FBI agents found him standing naked in a running shower holding an umbrella over his head. What's your favorite Gigante story?
Well, that's certainly a good one. The best one that I like is they're sitting in the social club playing rummy and with 6 or 7 guys, and he was annoyed at a lot of these guys because he had been losing and he'd been losing, and he looked at his hands and he said rummy, and he turned the cards down and everybody threw in their cards and he collected all the money. There wasn't anybody who was going to ask him to see exactly what cards he had in his hand. When he said rummy, he had rummy.
Well, Jerry Capisi, thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure, Melissa.
Jerry Capisi writes a column on organized crime for the New York Sun. He spoke with us about convicted mafia boss Vincent Chin Gigante, who today pleaded guilty to obstructing justice by faking his own insanity.